May the peace of the Lord fill our hearts and the world around us. Amen. Saint Benedict, welcome and thank you, Mother Claire began. How kind of you to visit me. The one who has tried to ignore you all these years in favor of Saint Francis. My mother was born on your feast day. Wow! He replied, In heaven, we don't hold grudges. We just wait patiently for those we want to help, for them to recognize us. Please, Claire, there is no condemnation. I hold nothing against you, sweet one. In fact, I am very fond of you. Were you sent to help me? No, I wasn't sent. I just wanted to help you. You do have a very caring mother, and I know your birth name has been coming up. Why am I picking something up about my mother, asking you to pray for us? Jesus began, You have a very good friend in him. He cares for you and sees the mission set before this community and is praying for all of you. I am here to help, Saint Benedict said. You have a mighty mission, and the enemy, for most of your life, has tried to thwart it. But God brings good out of every obstacle. Now you are living in the last days, and I want to help you fulfill your mission. You have learned much, but there is still so much more. I love that you have learned to be teachable, and I admonish you to stress the importance of that to your community. They are still hindered by misconceptions from the world. Some feel like they have to have all the answers, or they are worthless. This is a very big impediment to holiness, and I want all of you to really press in and kill that wisdom-stealing attitude, which will always block your ability to learn. Oh, children, there is so much more to learn. Be open flowers in the morning dew, and anticipate what lessons the Father of all goodness has for you each day. You have good hearts, and God is pleased with all of you, no matter how imperfect you see yourself. Working together, you can be freed from those entanglements. Work on creating a safe zone where no one can take offense. This, of course, is a virtue of the saints. Not trying to make it perfect, not trying to have the answers, not trying to fix it, or know it all. Most people never graduate from that course. It is not until heaven that is truly resolved. Everything hinges on the need for love, recognition, and validation. These are very primal instincts, which means they are difficult to dislodge in a soul. But of course, wisdom ends when a soul believes they know. Wisdom begins, true learning begins, where a soul acknowledges their ignorance. This is a sign of true intelligence, the desire to learn. And so it is always good to be in an open posture, readiness to learn from every event in your life. See everything in the light of an opportunity to learn and grow. Amen.